Krishna is the one who reciprocates love with the gopis, and he is the lifter of Govardhan Hill. He is the son of Mother Yashoda, and he is the attractive darling of all of Raja. He can always be seen playing in the garden groves on the banks of the Yamuna River. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. O Krishna, O Vasudeva, O son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. We're in Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text Number 61. Translations and purports by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maya Yesha Maya Shrishta. Yapumam sham striyam satim. Manyase nobayam yadvai. Hamsa pasya vayor gatim. Maya yesha maya shrishta. Yapumam sham striyam satim. Manyase nobayam yadvai. Hamsa pasya vayor gatim. Maya yesha maya shrishta. Yapumam sham striyam satim. Manyase nobayam yadvai. Hamsa payasya vayor gati. Please chant. Maya, illusory energy. He certainly. Esha, this. Maya, by me. Shrishta, created. Yat, from which. Pumamsham, A male.
Striyam.
A female.
Satin.
Chaste.
Manyase.
You think.
Na.
Not.
Ubayam.
Both.
Yat.
Because.
Vai.
Certainly.
Hamsal.
Free from material contamination.
Pasya.
Just see.
Avayo.
Are.
Gatim.
Factual position. Translation. Sometimes you think yourself a man, sometimes a chaste woman, and sometimes a neutral eunuch. This is all because of the body, which is created by the illusory energy. This illusory energy is my potency. And actually, both of us, you and I, are pure spiritual identities. Now just try to understand this. I'm trying to explain our factual position. I say, you say, sometimes you think yourself a man.
Sometimes
a chaste woman.
And sometimes a neutral eunuch.
This is all because of the body,
which is created by the illusory energy.
This illusory energy is my potency.
And actually, both of us,
you and I,
are pure spiritual identities.
Now just try to understand this.
I'm trying to explain our factual position.
Purport. The factual position of both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity is qualitatively one. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Spirit, the Supersoul. And the living entity is the individual spiritual soul. Even though both of them are original spiritual identities, the living entity forgets his identity when he comes in contact with material nature and he becomes conditioned. At such a time, he identifies himself as a product of the material nature. Because of the material body, he forgets that he is eternal, sanatana, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in this way, mamai vamsa jivaloke jivabuddha sanatana. The word sanatana is found in several places in the Bhagavad Gita. Both the Lord and the living entity are sanatana, eternal. And there is also a place known as sanatana, beyond this material nature. The real residence of both the living entities and God is the domain of sanatana, not this material world. The material world is the temporary external energy of the Lord, and the living entity is placed in this material world because he wanted to imitate the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, he tries to enjoy his senses to his best capacity. All the activities of the conditioned soul within this material world are perpetually taking place in different types of bodies. But when the living entity acquires developed consciousness, he should try to rectify his situation and again become a member of the spiritual world. This process by which one can return home back to Godhead is bhakti yoga, sometimes called Sanatana Dharma. Instead of accepting a temporary occupational duty based on the material body,
one should take to the process of Sanatana Dharma or Bhakti Yoga, so that he can put an end to his perpetual bondage in material bodies and return home back to Godhead. As long as human society works on the basis of false material identification, all the so-called advancements of science and philosophy are simply useless. They only serve to mislead human society. Andan yatan dair upaniyamanaha. In the material world, we have the blind simply leading the blind. Om Gyanatrimrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Taishmai Shri Guru Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadatmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajaptam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shadvabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sajivam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Mostute Tapta Kanchana Borangi Radhe Vrindavanishvare Vrishubhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare sufficiently purified the atmosphere. I hope everyone is ready to do some hearing. So we'll try to hear something from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mama ratna vinigya bhavyam ratnanya parichin vrataha hasantu shantu juremina swaswanta vinoda krit. Oh, the saintly devotees who are assembled here, you can laugh at me. It is okay. You can laugh at me because I am trying to be a ratnavig, a jeweled merchant. Here the jewels being discussed in this verse by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur are not the jewels of emeralds, rubies, diamonds, pearls, and sapphires. And they are, he is speaking about the jeweled-like shlokas in the Vedic Shastra. So the saintly devotees who are assembled here, you may laugh at me, because I am trying to be a jeweled merchant when everyone knows I know nothing about jewels. Still, even if you do laugh at me, Juremina, I will feel no shame, because at the very least, I will have performed the wondrous, pious activities of entertaining the Vaishnavas by making them laugh. Ah, whole bunch of pious activities. I just got them. Namaste vaidushyapi napi bhakti virati rapti na tatapi loya sudurgamadeva bhavami veda stutyartha chintamani rasi gridnuha. I have no wisdom. I have no detachment. And everyone knows I have no bhakti. Still, despite these great disqualifications, I do have a need. I have a greed. I want to steal. I want to rescue. I want to obtain by hook or crook. That philosopher's stone of the very powerful, impotent Vedic prayers and shlokis, which, by the way, can award immortality. I wish to steal these shlokas from the mighty fortress of the Srimad Bhagavatam in which they are kept. Mam nichaitaya mavivekavayu pravartate patayitum balache likam yatam swami sanatana shri krishnangri bastamba kritam balambaha. While Kanta commenting on this Srimad Bhagavatam, if the wind of my indiscretion, that indiscretion being my inability to plainly admit to all the assembled Vaishnavas my very lowly, lowly position, if the wind of this indiscretion threatens to knock me down, then what else can I do? I simply have to hold on to the effulgent pillar of the lotus feet of my predecessor gurus and acharyas, such as my Vartman Padakshu guru, Jayadvaita Swami, who was here, and Sridhar Swami and Sanatana Goswami. And finally, I have to simply hold on to the effulgent pillar of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna himself. So here in this in this verse, I would like to look at the ending section of the purport first that deals with Sanatan Dharma. I think I can give you millions of verses on We Are Not Our Body, but somehow this idea of Sanatan Dharma is what caught my attention in this purport, so I'll start there. We are hearing the instructions of one of our gurus. This guru is our guru, Narada Muni, and he's instructing a king named King Prachini Bharata. And the idea behind his instructions is he wants to convert the king to performing another religious system besides the religious system that he is performing. The king, King Prachini Bharata, was totally absorbed in performing Vedic ritualistic yajnas for better material life in this world, and also for elevation to the higher heavenly planets after the destruction of his material body. This was his absorption. You shouldn't think that this is something from the olden days. Oh, this is something they used to do way back then in the Vedic times. This is still going on in human society. It is still even going on. Sometimes you see it in our own ISKCON Vaishnava society. People are strapping bombs on their body and blowing up other people because they want to attain the heavenly planets, okay? Jihad. A poor, hapless youth in Palestine. He sees no future for himself. So he falls in with the wrong company. And they tell him, if you do this jihad, you will attain the heavenly planets. So much enjoyment will be there for you. And so he goes ahead and does it, thinking, I will attain the heavenly planets. Whether you can attain the heavenly planets by this method is another discussion, but anyway, that's the thought. And even in United States of America, we have this theology, prosperity theology. It's very, very popular, where the preachers, they they tell their congregation to please give one-tenth of your income. It's called tithing. You give one-tenth of your income to our church. And by doing this, you will obtain prosperity. And they have people, they get up in front of the congregation and said, yes, I used to only make $100 a week, but I took $10 every week and I gave it to our church. And now I'm making $500 a week, like this. And so the goal of this type of religious activity is material prosperity or attainment of the heavenly planets, which are material goals. And there's a lot of religion that goes on under this heading, even now to the present day in human society. So, dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitanam. So, dharma means religion. Tu shakshat means directly. And pranitam means enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a verse often quoted by Srila Prabhupada, dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. That real religious principles, Prabhupada used to quote the first line, but he didn't quote the rest of the verse very often. I will quote also the rest of the verse. That real religious principles, they are directly enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. We are followers of the incarnations of God that appear and descend from the spiritual world from time to time in human society. For us, particularly here, in this Kali Yuga, we are followers of the teachings of Lord Sri Krishna, and we are followers of particularly the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, two incarnations of God, direct Swayam Bhagavan, actually, who have appeared. And we're following their religious system. So real religion is directly enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the rest of the verse goes, Savai Vidur. Nobody knows. Vidur means to know. Savai Vidur. And the list of people who do not know is an astounding list. Narishayo, Napi Devaha, the powerful demigods high in the planetary systems, they do not know. Na Siddha Mukya, the leaders of the Siddhas, the perfected beings on the planet right below Lord Brahma's planet. Not only the regular Siddha, but the Siddha Mukya, the leaders of the Siddhas. And then, Siddha Mukya, Asurya, Manushya Ha, Kuto Na, what to speak of the Manushya Ha? What to speak? Kuto nu, what to speak? Asura Manushaha, Kuto nu, Vidyadara, Charana Daya, and so forth, and so on, so on, and so forth. So real religious principles are directly enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though they are fully situated completely in the mode of goodness, the topmost sages on the topmost planetary systems, they cannot ascertain what is real religious principles. What then to speak of the demigods or the leaders of the Siddhas, or the Asuras, or the human beings, or the Vidyaharas, the Charanas, so on, so forth, etc., etc., etc. It's a big list of people who are in ignorance. The list is pretty long. So, Then the next verse is the faith. Then if you say, then if all these people don't know what are really real religious principles, if the ignorance is so astounding, if the ignorance is so all-pervasive, then who knows what are the real real religious principles? These verses are spoken to Yamaraj, to his servants, the Yamadutas. So then comes the very famous verse, Swayambhur. And I'm quoting this verse because we're listening to Narada Muni, who is our spiritual master. So I'm quoting this verse because I want to show that Narada Muni is an authorized person to teach us what are real religious principles. So, Swayambhur Naradaha Shambhuhu Kumaraha Kapilo Manuhu Plado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vyasakir Vayam. This is being spoken by Yamaraj. Vayam means me, and me also. So, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhu Manu, Pallad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, and Sukadev Goswami, and I myself, Lord Yamaraj. Us 12, we know the real religious principles. Dwadashaite Vijo Nemo, we are the ones who know. Everyone else is an ignorance. Okay? So, we are the ones who know the real religious principles. Dharma, Bhagavatam, Bhattaha, Pumsho, Guyam, Vishuddham. Vishuddham means extremely pure. Vishuddham, Durbodham. Durbodham means very, very difficult to understand. Yam nyat vamritam asnute. But if one understands them, asnute, he enjoys amrita. He enjoys the nectar of immortality. So, these 12, us 12, we know the real religious principle. These real religious principles, they are called Bhagavat Dharma, or surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the development of love for Him. These religious principles are uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. What is uncontaminated by the modes of material nature in this world? Anything? Yes, there we go. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yeah, Vishuddham. Vishuddham means it's extremely pure. This Bhagavad Dharma, it begins with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and it's extremely pure beyond the modes of material nature. Agyanam asti tulitam cha tulayam. Tulitam means to measure or weigh. And tulitam tulayam means to compare. So gyanam asti tulitam na tulayam. Prema naiva, not prema, tulitam. Tutuliam. Siddha Eva Tulitatra Tulayam. The cities, yes, Tulitam Tulayanam. Krishna nama tulitam na. Nope. Not Krishna nama, na tulayam. So, the opulence of Vedic wisdom and the perfection of the mystic yoga systems, these things, they can be compared to one another, or they can be compared to other things within this material world. So even these high religious performances of acquiring Vedic wisdom and perfecting the mystic yoga system, they are still considered under the modes of material nature. They still can be compared to things within this material world. But Krishna nama and Krishna prema, love of Lord Krishna, they have no comparison to anything within the entire material universe. They can never be weighed on the scale of mundane consideration. So this Bhagavad Dharma is Vishuddha. It's very, very pure, beyond the modes of material nature. Gokotidana. Grahane, kadashya. Gokoti means cows. Go means cows. Gokoti danam, millions of cows. Gokoti danam, grahane, kadashya. Kadashya means on the day of the solar eclipse. Prayaga, gangodaka, kalpa vashaha. Yagna yutam, meru suvarna, danam govind. One may give 10 million cows in charity on the day of a solar eclipse. How many have done that? Raise your hand. You are failures. One may live on the bank of the Ganga River at Tirthiraj Prayag. The king of all holy places, for 1,000 yuga cycles, an entire day of Lord Brahma, or 4,300,000,000 years, in case you want to calculate it. Or, alternatively, one may perform 10,000 Vedic yajnas and at each yajna give away a mountain of gold as high as Mount Sumeru, pretty damn high. But still, it is a fact that all of these things combined cannot even be compared to 1/100th of a particle of the benefit that one receives simply by uttering the name Govinda. Govinda! Why? It seems contrary to logic and reason. Why? So many difficult austerities, such a what a mind-blowing thing, 10 million cows living on the bank of the Ganga River. Who can do it, but why? Because if you do all those other things, you do all these other religious processes that are not transcendental, that are not directly given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is certainly true you will elevate yourself. Higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Siddhaloka, Mahaloka, the heavenly planets, Mahaloka, Gyanaloka, Tapaloka, Siddhaloka, Satyaloka. But you won't get out of the material world. So this is the transcendental religious system that's propagated by the 12 Mahajans. It is the religious system that's meant to finish up our sojourn here in the material world. It is the religious system that's being ignored by King Prachiniparishat, and it's the religious system that Narada Muni wants to deliver to this great king in his compassion upon him. Even though the king was incredibly religious, he was performing a lower religious system. We can't even imagine this in this age of Kali Yuga. We're just trying to get people to even accept the religious system. Just to even believe that there's some utility, there's some value, there's some strength, there's some goodness, there's some good result that will become by performing some kind of religious system. But here, King Prachiniparishat is trying to be elevated from a lower religious system to a higher religious system. So this religious system, my dear servants, it is very known as Bhagavad Dharma. Devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the development of love for Him. This religious system is very pure. It is beyond the three modes of the material nature. It is very, very secret. It's guyam. Not very many people know about it or can accept it. It's guyam. It's a very confidential, secret religious system. And what about it? It's durbodam. It's very hard for those in human society to understand. But, here's the but. But if one understands it, yam nyatvam ritam asute, but if one understands it, either by chance or by good fortune, he immediately becomes liberated and he goes back home and back. So what is the feature of this religious system? What is the main feature of the religious system? We know the religious system that Prachiniparishat is performing. He's doing Vedic yajnas. He's sacrificing animals. He's following the directions of gurus. I can't remember the verse. Help me here, Super Soul. Sat karma ni, thank you. Sat karma ni prano vipro mantra tantra visharadha avaishnava guru shad vaishnava swapakko guruha. One may be expert in the six occupational duties of material life, of brahminical life, excuse me. And he may be very expert in chanting mantras and in the performance of tantra. You want a wife? You want a wife? I can get you a good wife. I can show you how to worship Uma. Where to go to do it? I can tell you where to go to do it. You want a good wife? I can tell you where to go to do it. It's up in the Himalayan mountains. I've been there. You can go there, worship Uma. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? You want to get back at your enemies? You want to get back at your enemies? I know some tantric yoga. I can get you. I can help you there. You want to get back at your enemies? Huh? Huh? Is that what you want to do? So they may be expert in the chanting of mantras. They may be expert in the employment of tantras. A Vaishnava guru shot. Even though they're expert in such things, if they're not a Vaishnava, they're not a guru. Because they don't know the transcendental religious system propagated by the 12 Mahajans, they're not gurus. Even though they have long beards and they wear saffron and they have rudraksha beads and they're carrying a trident, they're not gurus because they cannot get you out of the material world. Narada Muni can get you out of the material world, and it's amazing how in this verse Narada Muni is sounding so much like Srila Prabhupada, doesn't it? Doesn't this verse sound so much like what Srila Prabhupada would say? Huh? So this is the transcendental religious system of the 12 Mahajans, the Sanatan Dharma, the Bhagavat Dharma. Not these other type of gurus. And even, even if Swapako, one is born in a family of dog eaters. Not dog eaters, but dog eaters. You got to say that word with the proper accent. Even if they're born in a family of dog eaters, but they are a serious, adept practitioner in the science of bhakti yoga, they are the guru. So, this is what the conversion that I will go for five more minutes and then I will stop. I'm not going to get to everything that I would have liked to have said, but anyway, I've given you something to chew on. I just want to stop with a few more verses and then we'll open for questions. Please be patient. So this is the transcendental yoga system that is propagated by the 12 Mahajans. What is the main feature of this yoga system? So in the next verse, in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Yamaraj kindly tells his servants. He says, Atavan eva lokeshmin pumsham dharma paro smritaha. Smritaha means it's the recognized. Smritaha is the recognized yoga system. Okay. Pumsham dharma. It's paro. It's the transcendental recognized yoga system. Pumsham dharma. Bhakti yoga. Bhagavati. The recognized transcendental yoga system for Pumsham, not Pumam, but Pumsham, for all people, is Bhakti Yoga, Bhagavati, performance of devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is the main feature of this transcendental yoga system? Tan Nama Graha Nanti Dibiha. The main feature of this transcendental yoga system is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So therefore, to finish up the direction I've gone with in this verse, like I said, I could say so much more about this verse, and I'm just taking the last half of the purport and playing off of that. So please forgive me, because I have millions of verses about you, not your body. But anyway, I don't have time to get to anything. So then, to finish off, Yamaraj said something very interesting to his disciples. He says, Prayena Veda Tad idam na mahajano yam. Now here he's mentioning the word mahajan again, mahajano. The leaders of human society, mahajano. And here we have Prabhupada saying the blind leading the blind. The leaders of human society, and even the religious leaders of human society. Prayena Veda, they almost never know. They never understand this transcendental religious system of the 12 Mahajans, which begins with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Why do they not know it? Well, here Yamaraj gets very damning, gets very heavy. He says, Devasya vimohita matir. Vimohata means they're really bewildered. Matir. Bhatta Mayayalam. Mayayalam means they're in Maya. But not any kind of Maya. They're in Mayayalam. They're in very great Maya. Because they think they're religious, but their religion is material. So they're in very great Maya. And what do they do? Triyam. Triyam means the three Vedas. Jati, Kritta, Matir. Their intelligence has become very dull. Because Jati, Kritta, Matir. Their intelligence is so dull, they're telling some young man, strap some bombs on your body and go kill some people, and this will get you into the heavenly planets. Their intelligence has become very dull, but particularly here in this verse, we're talking Vedic knowledge. So he's saying that because Madhu Pushpitayam, Madhu, they become bewildered by the promises, the attractive promises in the Karma Kandiya sections of the Vedas. So they're bewildered. And Vaita Nike Mahati Karma, Ti Karmani Yugyamanaha. So, because they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajnavalka and Janami and other composers of man-made religious scriptures, they cannot appreciate the secret, confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajans. They cannot appreciate the value of performing devotional service of the Lord, to the Lord, and they cannot appreciate the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Instead, they are addicted to ritualistic ceremonial activities. They are addicted to the ritualistic ceremonial activities that are offered in the Vedas, namely the Yajurveda, the Samaveda, and the Rig Veda, and thus, because of this addiction, their intelligence has become extremely dull. They are always busy collecting the ingredients for their sacrificial performances. They are always busy correcting their ingredients for their sacrificial performances, which yield only temporary results, such as elevation to swarga loka for better material enjoyment. They are never attracted to the sankirtan movement of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Instead, they are only interested in dharma, artha, karma and moksha, dressed as religious people. Okay, I guess that means to stop. Thank you. So, anybody have any questions or comments or want to say anything? Yes, Prabhuji. I think the microphone is making its way back there.
Hare Krishna. So, you're mentioning a lot about how the Mahajans are the only knowers of religion, or transcendental religion?
That's correct. Transcendental religion.
So what is the position of religious systems that have come after the Vedic period?
You're talking about Christianity, Buddhism. Incomplete, if you really want to know the truth. It's difficult, I hate to say it, but incomplete in knowledge. With that said, even in every single religious tradition, there are extraordinary saints who attain a higher level of realization. in every single religious system. Is that good enough? Prabhupada would often compare the other religious systems. I don't really want to get into a comparative religion discussion, so I'm avoiding your question to some degree. But Prabhupada said that they're like a pocket dictionary, and the Vedas are like an entire encyclopedia. So there's some incompleteness there. Is that good enough?
Yes.
Okay. But even with that incompleteness, there even you make hay while the sun shines. You strike fire when it's, we'll stop there. You make hay while the sun shines. Okay. So the thing is within these religious systems, there have been extraordinary saints who have attained higher levels of realization, because Krishna is sitting in the heart of everybody, in everybody's heart, as the super soul. And so even though the religious system may be an inferior religious system, an incomplete religious system, because Krishna sits in the heart as everybody as the super soul, then if somebody is extremely serious and sincere, even within a lower religious system, then he can attain extraordinary realization and extraordinary advancement. But the full picture is given in the Vedic literatures. Yes, Bhul.
Just came a question regarding this point you just mentioned. If there are persons who achieve the higher realization in the incomplete religious system, why didn't they establish the completeness in this? Because they achieved the completeness.
Why didn't they establish? You have to ask them. Some of them have tried. Some of them sometimes have their own orders. St. Francis of Assisi, he had quite a high level of realization. He had his own orders. He has his followers. They're called the Franciscans. So sometimes that happens. Not all the time. Sometimes people are very highly realized and they keep their mouths shut. We have people like that in the Hare Krishna movement. You don't know who's sitting next to you sometimes. Or some people are very highly realized and they're very humble and they keep their mouth shut. Gotta start looking around. Okay? So sometimes not every single person who becomes a pure devotee, self-realized devotee of the Lord, becomes an acharya. An acharya is this particular thing. Particular calling. Sometimes pure devotees of the Lord are pot washers. Sometimes they're banana leaf sellers. Sometimes pure devotees of the Lord carry whips and they hit you with their whip and you think they're crazy men. I mean, I can go down the list. And sometimes they're great acharyas. Is that good enough? Yes, Mataji.
In the universe, are there some...
That's okay, speak into it. That won't bite you.
In all of the universe, does every living entity have some chance of becoming Krishna consciousness, like in all of the hellish regions? And like, does every living entity have a chance to...
Constantly.
Some Krishna... temple, like,
every single level of the universe, God is there. Even in the lower planetary systems, even in Nagaloka.
Not God, Krishna. Like, is, you know, Rama,
okay,
Krishna.
We can say Vishnu? Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Or Balaram? Is Balaram good enough? How about Shankarshan? Is Shankarshan good enough for you?
Tilak.
Yes. Okay, yes. In the Naga, for example, the lowest planetary system in the entire universe is the Naga Loka planetary system. And if you read in the story of King Chittaketu, the people, the snake people, the dragons with the huge jewel on their heads of that planetary system, they worship Sankarshan on the bottom of the planetary system. Everywhere. It's everywhere. It's on this Earth planet too. You know how it's on this Earth planet?
Harinam Sankirtan.
Yeah, it's on this Earth planet as the Hare Krishna movement. So it's here on this Earth planet, and it's on every single planet. And it's everywhere. It's spread everywhere. Don't worry about it.
So if you have a desire to be totally, totally, totally realized, you know, Vaishnava, you have that desire, you can obtain it.
If you have that desire, God will fulfill it. Don't worry. For sure. And even if you don't have a desire, even if you're just an idiot, like me, you can bumble into the Hare Krishna movement. You know what the qualification of joining the Hare Krishna movement is?
To be the lowest of...
You are realized, yeah. Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pataya De Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauratvi Say Namaha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has a specific pastime that's different than all the other incarnations of God. Do you know that? If it was Krishna, he would cut off our heads in 20 seconds, man. Thank God it's not Krishna and Kali Yuga, huh? And when Kalki comes, he's not even going to zoom, 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 zoom. Not even, there isn't going to be a discussion when Kalki comes. Okay, don't wait around for that time. The discussion's not going to be. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has a specific pastime. You know what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likes to do? He likes to give the highest thing to the lowest. So therefore, the qualification for entering into the under the umbrella, into the grace of the protection of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the qualification is you have to be the lowest person. And you already know that. So, but don't forget, he gives the highest thing to the lowest people. So take it. When you see a good deal, take it. It's a good deal. Kalim Shaba Jayanti Arya Guno Gya Sarabhaginaha Yatra Sankirtane Naiva Slavriswato Bilabhyate. In the age of Kali Yuga, Aryas, the Aryas, Kalim Shaba Jayanti Arya, they're saying, Jai, 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 it's Kali Yuga. Have you ever heard this before? Jai Kali Yuga. I am so happy I was born in Kali Yuga. And I'm experiencing all the effects of Kali Yuga, trust me. I've experienced in my personal life the really bad effects of Kali Yuga, but I'm so happy I'm in Kali Yuga. Are you happy you're in Kali Yuga? If not, you're in ignorance. Because Arya, the progressive souls, the Aryans, they actually worship the age of Kali Yuga. They go, Jai, Jai, all glories to Kali Yuga. Why? Because they can appreciate the Guna Gya, they can appreciate the Sara Bhaginiha, they can appreciate the essential quality, the great value of the age of Kali Yuga. What is that value? Sankirtane naiva sarvaswato. Sarvaswato means wealth, and sarva means artha, means wealth, and sarvaswato, all wealth, all perfection can come to you. How? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So
easy. And Prabhupada would say, and you cannot do that. Huh? So easy. What's our yoga system? Our yoga system is chanting and dancing, and you cannot do that. Huh? And we're getting not just regular, we're not just getting regular yogic elevation, huh? What are we getting for doing that?
Krishna praying.
Yeah, we're getting Krishna praying. We're getting, yeah, you're totally self-realized. We're getting Krishna praying. We're getting entrance into Krishna Loka, the topmost planetary system. Good deal! When you see a good deal, grab it, man. Don't question it. Grab it and run for it. All the way home, back to Godhead. Okay? Anybody got anything else to say? Okay, thank you for kindly listening to me. Hare Krishna.